I used to think that I would discover the perfect lover someday. I knew I'd recognize him if ever he happened my way. I always used to fancy that he'd be one of the godlike type of men, with a giant brain and a noble head, like the hero called in the book I'd read. But along came Bill. Why, he's not the type at all. You'd meet him on the street and never notice him. His form and face, his manly grace, are not the kind that you would find in a statue. Oh, I can't explain. It's surely not his brain that makes me thrill. I love him because he's wonderful, because he's just my Bill. He can't play golf or tennis or polo, or sing a solo, or roll. He's not half as handsome as dozens of men that I know. He's not so very tall or slim, and he dresses for worse than ten or gym. And I can't explain why he should be just the one man in the world for me. He's just my Bill, an ordinary boy. Haven't got a thing that I could brag about, and yet to me, off on his knee, so comfy and roomy, seems natural to me. Oh, I can't explain, it's surely not his brain that makes me thrill. I love him because he's, oh, I don't know, I guess he's just